Blackstone Audio presents The Forsyte Saga in Chancery by John Galsworthy. Two households, both alike in dignity, from ancient grudge break to new mutiny. Romeo and Juliet. The book bears a dedication to Joseph and Jesse Conrad. Part 1, Chapter 1. At Timothy's. The possessive instinct never stands still. Through fluorescence and feud, frosts and fires, it followed the laws of progression even in the Forsyte family, which had believed it fixed forever. Nor can it be dissociated from environment any more than the quality of potato from the soil. The historian of the English 80s and 90s will, in his good time, depict the somewhat rapid progression from self-contented and contained provincialism to still more self-contented, if less contained, imperialism. In other words, the possessive instinct of the nation on the move. And so, as if in conformity, was it with the Forsyte family. They were spreading not merely on the surface, but within. When, in 1895, Susan Heyman, the married Forsyte sister, followed her husband at the ludicrously low age of 74 and was cremated, it made strangely a little stir among the six old Forsytes left. For this apathy,